A good friend of mine grew up very poor in the projects. He came from a single-parent family. There wasn't always stability in the home. He loved to read and write. His dream was to become a television journalist. Against all odds, he got a scholarship to a mostly white Ivy League university. He's African-American. His roommate came from a very prestigious, influential family, just the opposite of his family. But these two young men hit it off and became the best of friends. He told his roommate about his desire to become a television journalist. His roommate said, "If you're going to be a journalist, you have to have a better vocabulary. You don't know enough words." Every day, this roommate would get the dictionary out and teach his friend one new word and have him use it in sentences all through the day. This went on 4 straight years. What was this roommate doing? Becoming a miracle. He took time to care. He realized his friend was in his life for a reason. Today, this young man is one of the top journalists in America. He works for a major network and is seen on one of the most prestigious news programs. But I wonder where he would be if his roommate had not taken the time to become a miracle. Well, you say, "Joel, I don't want to hear about being a miracle. I need a miracle." Here's the key. If you will become a miracle, God will always make sure that you have the miracles that you need. As long as you're sowing these seeds, the right people, the right opportunities, the right breaks will be in your future. God will get you to where you're supposed to be. That's what it says in Proverbs. When you refresh others, you will be refreshed. If you want your dream to come to pass, help somebody else's dream come to pass. If you need a miracle, become a miracle. When you take time to invest in others, the seeds you sow will always come back to you. I met two ladies after a service a few years ago who I thought were mother and daughter. But the older lady said, "No, we're not, but she's just like my daughter." She told how, before we moved our church from the northeast location of Houston to our new facility, she was very concerned about whether she would be able to continue to come. She's a widow and not comfortable driving on the freeways. One day after a service, she was telling a group of friends about her dilemma. This young lady, whom she had never met, overheard what she was saying, stepped up and said, "How about I'll come pick you up each Sunday and bring you to church?" The lady was very surprised. She looked at her and said, "Are you serious? Where do you live?" They lived 30 minutes apart, but that didn't stop this young lady. She could have thought, "Oh, I'd love to help you, but that's a long way. I'm busy in my career. Gas is really high." Instead, she saw this as an opportunity to become a miracle. Now, every Sunday morning, like clockwork, she pulls up at the older lady's driveway, 9:30 in the morning, brings her to church. After the older lady told me the story, she hugged the young lady and said, "Joel, she's my miracle." You can't help everyone, but you can help someone. There are people God has put in your path who are connected to your destiny. As you help them rise higher, you will rise higher. As you meet their needs, God will meet your needs. As you become a miracle, God will give you miracles. But just the opposite is true. If we're too busy to help someone else, we're not going to have the help we need. If we're too caught up in our own dreams to invest in others, too worried about our own problems to encourage somebody else, we're going to get stuck. Reaching your highest potential is dependent on you helping someone else reach their potential. It's like a boomerang. When you help somebody else rise higher, it will always come back to you, and you will rise higher.